My name is Ruska Calabria. Like I said earlier, and I'm here to interview you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. We are interested in finding out your feelings and motivations for being here today. So first of all, can I ask you to state your name, your surname, your age, if that's okay, and also where you come from?
Yeah, my full name is Michael Joseph Holmes. I'm 50 and I live in Lincoln in Lincolnshire.
Okay, so how did you hear about the project?
I think I saw it on a website somewhere, but this was quite a few months ago now. I seem to remember that when I signed up, I think the numbers were like 2,000 or 3,000, so it was ages ago. I'd nearly forgotten about it.
And then what happened? You found out you had a place?
Well, initially, I didn't get a place on the 1st of June slot, but about 4 days later, I got a place. So I'd sort of got over the not getting a place, and then I thought, oh, I've got a place. And then I sort of panicked, thought, oh dear, what am I going to do? What is this all about? I better have a think about it. So, but I was rather happy that I'd got a nice 5 p.m. slot so that I could come down for the day and have a nice day, and my friends and some of my clients could wander around after work and heckle me. So that was quite a nice surprise.
And what did you decide to do then for
PIMF? I had lots of suggestions from people, most of which I had to put to one side due to incapability, lack of any performing abilities whatsoever. And I thought very carefully about focusing on one issue, maybe. But in the end, I just sat down and thought, well, what's the artistic thing about this? What's Gormley on about? What does his stuff usually mean to me? And usually it means at the centre there's a person, there's an individual, there's a human being, there's a body, if you like. But often then that body reaches out and there's a community and there's society and all these sorts of things. So I thought, well, I'm just going to tell people a bit about my story, which is, you know, not an exciting story, but it's everybody has their own unique story. But I wanted to include lots of people in the process. So I've made a real effort, you know, to go out. I've spoken at my local church. I've spoken to the school at which I'm a governor and involved pupils, involved people in Lincoln, so they actually knew that what was going on. So as if to say, I'm on the plinth, but really you're all on there with me, and it's all part of the whole community we live in. And that's what inspired me about it, and that's what I've been putting across. So my hour is really a bit of a chat to the people on the internet. I'm not going to try and compete with Trafalgar Square too much. I just want to reflect on it. I've brought a few Desert Island Discs type devices just to give me little reminders of things I might want to talk about, and then maybe one or two more serious things, and then I'm probably going to end up say a prayer or meditate for a few minutes at the end, ask people to just think about all these amazing relationships that we have with all sorts of people, some of whom we hardly even know but might have had a really big impact on our lives, how things have worked out, you know. We're all connected. That's really my approach. I got a couple of poets to throw in as well who are very relevant, but I won't give them away yet.
Okay, just to explore a bit further the kind of topics you might be discussing, can you give us an idea or an example?
Yeah, some ideas. I might talk about my involvement in a secondary school in Lincoln, where I'm a school governor, so I'm wearing my school governor's badge. Just to remind me who I am.
Would you like to say the name of the school?
The name of the school is St. Peter and St. Paul's Catholic High School in Lincoln. Earlier this week I talked to the 600 pupils at a school assembly for about 15 minutes about the project and what we were doing and how high the plinth was, like, oh, it's up there, which was interesting, and got a bit of feedback. And we also had some children there from the local primary school, year sixes, which is quite nice because they've sent along Doddy Duck. So he's a duck and he goes travelling with the children and things, and he really wanted to go on the plinth, so I've had to stow him away because they might think he's alive, and of course we can only have one live person on the plinth, but I think I'm going to get away with it. They don't seem, you know, they, it hasn't been caught out yet anyway. So Doddy Duck is going to make an appearance at some point. And then I'm going to have a cup of coffee because that's what I like to do. I'm regarding my whole hour, I just regard as the interval. That's what I've thought of it. You know. Amongst all the amazing performing and the shenanigans and the protesting, mine's the interval. And I'm just going to chat, tell people a bit about where I'm from and what I like, and a bit about Lincoln as well, I think. I'll give a few plugs for Arts in Lincoln. Got a very nice arts centre who very kindly let me go and give a talk on Saturday and provided a room, and they're all very nice people, so I'll give them a plug. Good place to go.
Okay, thank you. So could you just explore for me a little bit this concept of being an interval, or taking
up space. Yeah, the idea of the interval is that's when everybody else leaves and goes and has their coffee and their comfort breaks, and that's when I sneak on the plinth, you see. It's just an idea, and I think that's quite nice. I don't, you know, somebody says, oh, you could be on the news. I said, don't want to be on the news, because you're only going to get on the news if you do something really dodgy. So I'm going for nice, quiet, relaxing time. Let all the people in here be relaxed and not stressed. I'm not going to start throwing things off the plinth and all sorts of stuff. And hopefully not harass too many people down below. But if I see anybody I know, I might give them a wave. I've been practicing waving from a distance. It's coming along now.
And why are you doing this for?
Ah, now that's a question and a half. Because I think it's nice to do unique things occasionally. I think people can be very cautious in their lives. And people look at you and say, well, why are you doing this? And I say, it's an opportunity. It's interesting. I'm going to do it. You know, life passes you by once. You know, go for it. There's one or two other people who've now signed up that I've talked to because they thought, well, maybe I will. And I think that's quite nice. Even no matter how stressful it is, or even humiliating, who knows, it's still worth doing unique events, opportunities. And that's really what drew it to me. And apart from the fact that, of course, it is slightly crazy. I can remember the very first event I did really myself to raise funds for charity with some lads at school was we sat up a tree for 24 hours. So I thought, well, this seems just natural to me. You know, plinth for an hour. Marvellous.
Thank you. So who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm really doing it for everybody who isn't on the plinth, and everybody I know, and everybody who's involved. And it's really just saying, hey, what a fantastic society we are. Isn't it great? We know all these people, marvellous people. You know, people who don't really get a mention. They're just everyday normal people, but they're doing amazing things. I'm really doing it for them. That's my feeling.
Apologies for the noise. If I was to ask you about your feelings, do you have any particular hopes about standing on the plinth?
No, I just hope that I'm just going to be casual enough to come across just as me. I don't really want to come across as performing me. I just want to be the person I am. I want to try and treat it as if, you know, how I would feel if I was having, you know, dinner with friends. That's my hope. Whether that'll turn out or not, I might just like panic, and I might just freeze. But I do. I do quite a bit of talking in front of people, so I think that helps. So you know, there is a fear, underlining fear, whenever you go out in public, but then again, I think, you know, I think I feel quite joyous about it. I think it's a celebration. And it's an important celebration. I've said various things. I may say, you know, just how important it is, the fact that we can actually stand on a plinth in Trafalgar Square and say what we like, because a lot of people in the world can't. and we should cherish that, and we should say, hey, stop making jokes about it. It's fantastic that we can do this. What a privilege, you know, what an amazing thing. We can stand up there, we can slag off anybody we like nearly, and get away with it. And we're certainly not likely to be shot. And some people are.
Do you have any other fears?
No, I'm a little bit worried about heights, but I'm going to do it. I practiced on the battlements of Pendennis Castle last week. We were on holiday for a week in Cornwall, which was already planned, so it was quite complicated. But we had broadband access at the cottage, so I was able to send emails off and press releases and things, which was quite fun. But I did stand on the battlements of the castle and I thought, whoa, that's, yeah. But I think that was a bit higher than the plinth, so I'm being confident now.
So how about any expectations?
At this point, you don't have any expectations. You just think in roll on 6 o'clock. Afterwards, maybe we'll think about it. But I think at this point, it's just a matter of doing it. See whether I can actually pull it off. I don't know. I might just freeze up. It's hard to tell. But we're going to give it a go. I'm going to take my bag and hopefully it prompts me with some interesting things to say.
Okay, how about what's important to you right now in your life?
Important to me? Oh, that's a very difficult question. What is important to me in my life is my community, is my friends, is my family. Yeah, that has always been and always is the most important thing. I'm very fortunate. I work with my wife. And some people say, oh my goodness, that's frightening. I couldn't do that, but I certainly can. We work very well together as a team. I have lots of really good friends. We go on holiday together. I have lots of great clients who have become friends. I'm passionate about the fact that life is really just about people and about your relationships with them. So, you know, isn't the Plinth Project ideal for me? I think so.
So is your wife here today?
She is. She is my support team, my wife and my nephew, Dominic. He's come down. He's finished his first year at college playing the jazz bass. So he's had a good day because he's been to Ray's jazz CDs in foils and he thinks it's absolutely marvellous. So that's made his day. And they're going to be meeting and greeting if anybody actually turns up that we know. And we have one or two people actually coming down from Lincoln who are in London, so they're hoping to pop along and just have a look because, you know, it's worth a laugh, isn't it, to see Mike Holmes stood on a plinth.
And what is it that you do with your wife?
I'm an IT consultant. I look after these things, computers. My wife works in the voluntary sector. She's a consultant, she's a trainer. And sometimes we work for charities together. That often happens. I work for small organisations. I work for people who work from home and people who run small charities. Various people in London, even though I'm up in London, I actually work all over the country, which is great fun. And I've met really nice people, which is what I like. In fact, it's reached a point now that I don't work for people I don't like. I say, I always check them out first, and I think, if I don't like them, you know, because I've worked for people for a long time, 15 years, say. You know, it's a long-term relationship, and that's how all my things in life are, really.
Just to explore on that, what makes you like people? What are the qualities you
like people? I don't know. I just like, it's hard to say, isn't it? I like people who are just open. I like people who are willing to have a chat. I like people who, you know, not too serious about themselves. People in all walks of life, all sorts of people, different parts of the country, different occupations. It's just the whole variety of people that you meet and are involved with, which, and every bit adds a bit to you. It's a marvellous quote, I may use it in the next hour, from Alfred Lord Tennyson, who we are celebrating in Lincolnshire. It's his bicentenary, so a lot about Tennyson going on, and a picture of a and there was a one-line quote from a poem called Ulysses, and I thought, it's the Plinth Project to me. And it just says, I am, can't remember what it says now. Will you believe that? No, it says something equivalent to, all the people I've met make up a part of me, and I make up a part of them. And I thought, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we none of us are individuals on an island. I'm not giving that one away, obviously. But that just summed it up.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add before we end this interview?
Absolutely not. I've spoken quite enough now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good luck.
Time.